RP Pie?
Yes, sir.
Hiya, hiya.
Ooh, well, good morning.
Six right on the bean. Nuclear clock time.
Saluting Gary Crow on this Gary Crow day. He's en route to see Ma at this moment, and he's traveling. So I give him a salute.
You're not in, Crow? I brought you a lovely little gift. Some remembrances from his 16th birthday when he was a kid growing up, a wild-ass crazy kid headed for jail in the Tri-Cities.
Well, he was a fighter, I'll tell you that. He was good with his Duke.
But he came up the rough way, born in the shack.
Well, he wasn't born in
the
shack at all.
He next was to Tank SY-101, took a lot of radiation as a kid. It's strange that he's the one that took the radiation, yet you're the one hideously disfigured.
Well, it is true.
Yeah.
I'll take that. Disfigured by many. Not just radiation. There are so many outside influences.
Puff Daddy is pulling a prince. Nothing new. Because remember when you hot diggity dog here, Poochie Pooch, where you went through that phase. I forgot. The name you wanted to go by was what, Roy? What'd you want?
The Ned.
That's right.
Hmm?
Yeah.
The Ned.
And now Puff Daddy has changed his name to P. Diddy.
P. Diddy.
In Federal Way, kids... High school kids at Federal Way High will be issued tickets for improprieties in the hallways. Kissing, swearing, making out.
Making out in the
leaning
hallways.
Leaning up against the locker with your little honey pie, putting a big lip lock on
I
her.
Just don't get it.
You will
it.
Be issued a ticket. You don't get it?
No, you just...
Come on, what do you mean you don't
Oh, because
it?
Even then, you
you're
know,
a horm-
I...
You're a...
You're a walking hormone.
Yeah, you're a hormone.
But
machine.
I understand that. But what about privacy or intimacy? Don't you want to?
No.
You don't care about that.
Well, who?
The kids.
The guy?
Yeah.
Are you kidding?
Yeah.
The guy is like a pooch on a playground.
Oh.
No.
That's too bad.
No, and the girls don't, you know, they don't care.
I don't know about that.
So they can be written a ticket.
Breeding in the hallways, that's what's next.
Come out and hose the kids down with a fire hose.
You know what, do they let them go out to the parking lot at noon like they used to back when?
Go out and have a Marlboro on it.
Oh, not even just Marlboros. I mean, it was always the heads that would go out to the parking lot. They'd pile into a car, smoke a bunch of dope, and no one ever did anything about it.
Yeah, I know.
Do they allow that anymore?
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
Yeah, I used to go out to my car during the day and get stunk.
Yeah. You did?
I sure did.
Didn't you stink when you came back in? All the kids used to stink.
No.
Well, sure you do.
Yeah, we used perfume and aired out the car and what have you. But we had a high school patrol guy that walked around. And he wore a long beige-colored coat and a hat. Looked like a detective hat. We used to call him Inspector Erskine. And this is in Tacoma. And my daughter went to the same high school that I did, and so they can't go out to the parking lot and hang out. There's police now that hang out there at the school.
Yeah. There should be one cop for every student. Kids should be in lock.
Four-year
lockdown. Oh, no. We've unleashed the stoners this morning.
I don't need any more stoners.
Hello, stoner?
Hi.
Hi.
I just wanted to comment that the school I went to had an open campus and a smoking lounge for the students.
What?
For the students, they had a smoking lounge?
Yep.
Where did you go to school?
Sammamish High School.
They didn't have a smoking lounge for the kids.
They did.
You're being cute.
No, it's
I got a question for you. For $102.50, you tell me this.
Okay.
It was on this day. Today is March 29th. 1848, Niagara Falls stopped flowing. You tell me why.
I don't know.
If you would not have been stoned, you'd be $102.50 richer. They probably offered this to you in school.
Yeah, that could be.
Yeah, it is.
Gee, it stopped flowing because there was no water in the river.
Aha, that's where you're wrong. It was frozen. Frozen solid. Niagara Falls stopped flowing because it was frozen solid.
Some of us really care about Niagara Falls. Some of us think about it nonstop. Is the bridge still shut down? The Aurora Bridge was closed both directions as of 2 o'clock this morning from an accident, and they were hoping to have it open by 6, but
well,
I don't
know. Well, we sent a guy out to check on it, but unfortunately, he's one of the same guys that used to get stoned in school, and so we're uncertain as to where he is.
Oh, I see.
He wandered off down the hall a few minutes ago. His name happens to be Nate. Where the hell are you, Nate? I'm worried about him.
Well, of course you worry about him. You wonder which jailhouse he'll be in. Oh, here he is. Oh, a little late this morning, Nate? Come on in. Because I was certain that Nate was going to do some time at the crossbars. He's in the jailhouse now.
You're in the Robin and Bennett jailhouse, Nate.
You know, you should take it easy on me because I got, what the hell?
Boy, can we listen to this first?
That's for you.
What is wrong with your... Oh, where were you?
Let me look at those eyes.
Oh, what eyes?
No, one is huge and the other's totally dilated.
I got stuck in that accident on the bridge this morning.
How? You live on Queen Anne. How would that happen to you?
Well, I just got stuck in it.
Oh, you were on your way home from somebody's house?
No.
I thought this was a new
probably
man.
Probably on his way to it someone's
is.
House.
You see, the deal is Nate's whole thing is now is that he's a new man. He's no longer a player or
right.
a dog.
I'm not Nate Dog. Just Nate.
Oh, you've changed your name, too. Well, how about if we call you Nate Diddy?
That's fine. Yeah. That's fine.
So where were you?
When? Last night?
Yeah.
I was home.
You live on Queen Anne. The bridge is on the other side. You know, you can't come in and play Robin and Maynard like this.
Oh, no. I stopped and I checked it out. I looked at the accident.
So what did I tell
you? That was at 2 o'clock this morning, Nate.
It's still there.
Oh, yeah.
You should have called us a few minutes ago, Nate. We had Stoners in High School segment. You would have been perfect.
I forgot the number.
Gosh, Nate.
I want your test scores, pal.
Now, I'm saying booty call. That's what I'm calling it. Now... I was telling you about a new website, and guys are doing this. So, ladies, this is a warning. This is sincere from me to you. If somebody dumps you, you break up with them, do not pick up the phone and call them after that. They're posting sites called psychoexgirlfriend.com, and all of your phone messages that you leave them are being played for the world like this.
So, you know, you don't need to call me, because you obviously don't give a shit about me anymore, but I just thought I'd fill you in and let you know that... I have a date tomorrow night with that other guy. He's been anxious to see me. Oh, and you know what? You do need to lose a few pounds. Bye.
Okay, this is the next call.
You better call me back. If you want any chance of ever working this out with me, I swear to God, I've done every thing that I can possibly do.
Oh,
if I came over to see you and you denied seeing me again, I hope you're happy being a lonely guy.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I know that I got to move on, and I'm going to, and mark my words. If I don't hear from you shortly, I'm moving on.
Okay, now she left over 25 messages. He's posted every single one of them. Those are the mildest. You must be very careful in this day where there's microphones everywhere. You never know what you've said in front of a microphone, do you?
Boy, for every beautiful one, there's one that's hot at her, right? There you go, Nate. You want to try to track that down? Should we put out a trace
on
what
I'm saying?
Trace on that number for you, Nate?
School affair.
Okay, this is a 28-year-old woman.
It's a high school affair.
And gals, you just don't want that kind of thing. So, once again, gals, psychoexgirlfriend.com, there by the grace of God, go you.
Excuse me for a moment. If your day ever sounds like this.
I have a date tomorrow night with that other guy. He's been anxious to see me. Oh, and you know what? You do need to lose a few pounds.
Uh-oh.
You might want to think about calling 1-800-DIVORCE. That's Goldberg Jones. Ask for me, Rick Jones. And of course, that call is at no charge.
Outstanding.
Right.
I forgot. The name you wanted to go by was what, Roy? What'd you want?
The Ned.
That's right.
Hmm?
Yeah.